אנחנו קוראים קטעים בנושא להגדיל את גדלות הבורא בינינו. אנחנו בציטוט.
So we're reading excerpt number 11, רבש, record 21, sanctification of the month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality and say about it that to him even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it. And at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then, everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. This is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender. That is, a person does not say to the Creator, if you give me a good feeling, to feel that the whole earth is full of His glory, I will be willing to believe. Rather, when he has no knowledge or sensation of spirituality, he cannot accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven and observe the Torah and mitzvot. Rather, he must accept the kingdom of heaven unconditionally.
Let's go.
Excerpt number 12. Shamati, Bala Sulam, article number 42. What is the acronym of Elul in the work? Those who wish to work in order to bestow are admitted into the king's hall. And when one works in order to bestow, he doesn't mind what he feels during the work.
Meaning the Creator gives us all kinds of states, bones shall say.
But even in a state where he sees a shape of black, he's not impressed by it, but he only wants the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome all the obstacles. It means that he does not ask the Creator to give him a shape of white, but to give him the strength to overcome all the concealments. Hence, those people who want to work in order to bestow, if there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness allows one to continue in the work. This is because, while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never be able to know if his work is in purity or not. And this caused him never to be able to be awarded dvikut, adhesion with the Creator. For this reason, he is given from above form of darkness. And then he sees if his work is in purity. This means if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that his work is in purity, since one must be glad and believe that from above he was given an opportunity to be able to work in order to bestow.